The government may need to reconsider its stance to healthcare in next month's budget. So we got an OIA this morning that's discovered the surgery waitlist targets by the current health minister are estimated by Health New Zealand to have a bill attached to it over 2 years of $723 million. We, of course, don't have $723 million or anywhere close to it. The Christchurch colorectal surgeon Chris Wakeman's with us on all of this. Chris, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Everything's expensive, isn't it? And health, you touch health, it's expensive.
It is. It's very expensive.
So what are we doing but here? What would you do if you were in charge of this? Would you spend the $723 million you don't have? Would you keep the targets? Would you adjust the targets? What would you do?
I think we need targets. The last government got rid of targets, and that's where we really blew out because we didn't actually know where we were. They got rid of targets from all across health. And the one target we're really missing is first assessment targets. And that's where they've really turned the tap down, that if you can't get onto a waiting list because you can't be seen in an outpatient clinic.
Okay, and so you go through the exercise of putting targets in place. If you don't back it up with the money or the staff or the facilities, of course, then all you're finding out is that you're not meeting your targets, presumably.
Correct. I mean, I'm cynical that the last government turned it off because we didn't know how far behind we were, so we couldn't get ahead of the game, and then you're left trying to play catch-up, which always costs more money.
Mm. How would you describe the situation in your specific area?
Christchurch is pretty dire. It got a little bit better. We've had the anaesthetic tech problem, but now we've got the anaesthetists are now the current big problem in the public sector. I saw a plastic surgical friend of mine over the weekend, and he does cleft lips on children. And if you've got a cleft lip, you lisp and you dribble and it's not very attractive, and it's where your lip doesn't unite in the middle.
Mm.
And he hasn't done any of that sort of operating for 6 to 9 months.
Wow.
Other benign plastic operations are just not happening. Gynecology, you can't get into clinics, so you've got endometriosis, which is very, very painful, which affects a lot of young ladies. If you can't be seen in clinic, then you can't get on a waiting list. And the gynecologists who are doing benign work are basically not operating.
And so this is public or
this
private?
Public, I'm referring
so
to.
So there are certain things the public system just doesn't do anymore or can't do anymore, and therefore you're sort of, if you can do it, you're forced to go private.
Yes. Yeah, we're still doing all those operations in private. It is.
The difficulty is, what's your biggest hurdle? Is it the money? Or even if I gave you the money today, you wouldn't have the people to do it or the facilities to do it with?
We wouldn't have the people or the facilities. I mean, we're too short staff. There's not enough operating theatres. It just wouldn't happen.
Because so often we talk about the money, if only we had the money. So this is a much bigger picture problem than just a budgetary allotment.
Yes. I mean, it's also how we use that money. They do contract out work, the benign stuff out to public, but then Health New Zealand undercut and reduce the price at the last minute without telling anyone. So the private operators, as in the private hospitals, get a little bit annoyed that they do an operation and make a loss on it.
Yeah. Is it a mess?
It is a mess, yes.
Right. Someone like Shane Retty, I'm assuming, would be aware that it's a mess.
I assume so, but the last Minister of Health as a doctor was just as bad. I mean, Shane Retty has come from a very Americanised system, so he hasn't worked in the New Zealand public. Yes, he's a doctor, but he hasn't worked in the New Zealand hospital system for a long time. So I'm not sure that he really understands how the system works.
Well, I'll tell you what, next time I talk to him, I'll put those ideas to him. I appreciate it very much, Chris. Chris Wakeman, who's a Christchurch colorectal surgeon.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.